Every town has buildings and structures which have been around for decades, sometimes even centuries. They provide a living connection to the history and heritage of that town. However, there are some instances when these buildings wind up either abandoned or unattended. That brings about time to decide what their fate should be. And that's the situation that Franklinboro, New Jersey has started to talk about and discuss. Here with a look at this and some of the things happening under his watch is the mayor of Franklin, Paul Crowley. Morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great to have you back here. Franklinboro.org is the website for Franklinboro. And what we are talking about is, well, at least at this point, a couple of buildings that, you know, you always like to have landmarks that, you know, you want to give people directions. You say, turn right at this building, turn left at that building. But when an abandoned building has been abandoned so long it becomes a landmark, that's not a good thing, is it?
Well, that's not a good thing. It looks bad for the borough. It looks bad for the population. And people are just tired of looking at these old abandoned buildings on Route 23.
The major, the primary concern is the old Franklin Ski Shop, and there's a house next to it. If you haven't been that way in a while, the ski shop is, especially with the weight of the snow recently, just about ready to fall in on itself. The house gets a little more sturdy. So what's been the point of discussion, the direction of it, and at least at this early stage, what are some of the cautious steps that need to be explored first before anything touches either building?
Well, first of all, both of those buildings' structures are on one lot and owned by the same corporation. They've been abandoned. We have been trying to get them through our property maintenance code to upkeep them. They have not cooperated. They're in arrears in their taxes, have been for years. They're in a foreclosure now to taxes. And basically, they're an eyesore. They're hazardous. They don't come up to building standards, and they're a public nuisance. And at this point, we're exploring the idea, depending on whether we have the legal verification of ownership and whether we can go forward to see if we can basically take both of those buildings down, and then we would put a lien on the property to repay the borough for what is owed to them and for the demolition, and see if we can just get rid of them.
Is this a case where, is there some way, shape, or form that if not the town, maybe through the state, the concept of eminent domain can come through? Because it sounds like whoever does own these properties seems to want to make this as difficult as possible.
To go through eminent domain would take a long, arduous task. And if you, excuse me, if you follow the eminent domain histories, most of the time it doesn't work. You know, to take somebody's property, really you have to have a very good legal reason. You have to do a lot of due diligence to make sure you are on sound legal footing, and it's very hard to do. And if you look at some of the things that happened in areas of redevelopment, Atlantic City and others, they ended up in court for years, and most of the time the town's lost. So, you know, eminent domain would be the last resort. What we're looking for are the building maintenance codes and basically public safety codes with the health department, our zoning officer, our health department people from the county, all getting together and say these are unsafe environments. And if you go by them, I think everybody will agree that they are, but we have to get the professionals involved. Make the opportunity for the owner to make it right, and if he doesn't, then we can hopefully demolish these buildings.
Talking with the mayor of Franklinboro, Paul Crowley, franklinboro.org on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I guess what the concern would be for the Franklinboro resident is, okay, what's the concerns and how careful do you want to be about what something like this is going to cost the borough?
Well, obviously, you know, we would have to get a professional group in to take them down. And we also don't want to open a Pandora's box, because whenever you take a building down and do a demolition, there are concerns about DEP regulations, hazardous materials, full ownership of the building. We don't want to get into a legal lawsuit with the owners. So we have to do our due diligence and make sure we're on sound footing.
Is there a hope that should this project come to pass and get to a conclusion that all parties would be happy with, namely the eyesore is gone, that there are some other buildings on 23 and further in on Main Street in Franklin, for example, that this might be a little gentle tap on the shoulder for the owners of those buildings to get up and do something with their properties?
Well, we hope so, because there are some buildings on 23. Some of those buildings right now we have site plans for, and you know, we're going to get some new construction and hopefully some redevelopment. There are others we would like the owners to take responsibility and fix up. So coming forward and showing them that we are really serious about this problem, hopefully we'll get them going and get some improvements.
Again, if you're on 23, you might think of, I can't remember if it was a car dealership or a car repair shop, as a white stucco building further down across from the pet store. Then there's the diner down at the intersection where, if you want a bad image, have a closed diner in New Jersey. That's saying something's wrong right there. So.
Well, I agree with you. the people who own the diner hopefully will either reopen it or sell it. They're up to date on taxes, and we don't have a lot of control. The other building you talk to is locally known as the Colesar Garage, and we have a site plan on that for an STS auto and an auto zone coming in there. So we hope that will come in and redo that whole section. And of course, you mentioned the pet store, which had a serious fire the other day, and hopefully will be opening on Monday, and has been reconstruction to repair the fire damage.
And if you might be thinking 23 too, the mystery's been solved about what's going into the old Burger King. It's going to be a new Burger King.
There's a new Burger King coming, so that's good news.
If you were wishing for one of the other franchises, you just have to go get a franchise and do that one yourself. Now, for the taxpayers of the borough, this year's budget looks like it's going to have some happy news, as opposed to the state budget that we heard this past week.
Well, we're in good shape. It's a lean budget, but right now and we have to wait for the final state numbers to come. But luckily, from what the governor said, we're not going to get a decrease in state aid. If we don't get a decrease, we should be able to save the taxpayer approximately $30-$35 per household, per average household in Franklin. And since this is the first time in years we've had a decrease, we're very happy with that.
Right, too. One of the ways that you saved some money through electric costs, about $20,000, that was through you joined the Pacific County Electric Cooperative. So, when you're working with a slim budget, you can keep $20,000 in your pocket. That makes a big difference for the taxpayers.
Definitely. We save money there. We save money with some of our other cooperative buying. Like we buy our salt through the county and get a very good price when we can get it.
Yeah.
but we've done everything we can to do cooperative buying and to do some savings for the taxpayer.
Budget will officially be introduced to the public at the March 11th Borough Council meeting. Then it's due in Trenton March 14th. But if it's giving money back to the taxpayers, I can't imagine anyone putting up any objection to a budget like that.
Well, there's always people who will come and complain anyway.
Well, it's called the process, and you know it very well, too. And, again, if you want to learn more about what Franklin Borough has to offer, and if you are a resident, you need more information about the various services that your borough does offer, make available to you. It's all found at franklinborough.org. We'll be joined by the mayor of Franklin Borough, Paul Crowley. As always, sir, a pleasure. Thanks for being here this morning.
Okay, thanks for calling.